You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my chastity recording, know that at any time, if you are already serving somebody, your subconscious mind will simply substitute the words I, me, and my for your keyholder's identity. Whether you actually think their name or say it out loud is completely irrelevant, because your subconscious mind now knows and understands that this audio, if you're already serving someone, is meant to reinforce your service and your denial to them. So anytime you listen to this audio, and in it you hear the words I, me, or my, you automatically associate them with your keyholder, and your keyholder now has all the power to affect every single trigger in this audio, and perhaps even more. Chastity. I really like the idea of what someone considers to be their sexuality locked up and under my control. I like knowing that you are unable to touch yourself even though you really want to. I like knowing that you are unable to have an orgasm unless I allow you to have one. I like knowing that I can bring you to the edge of an orgasm and keep you there for a very long time while you are helpless to do anything but enjoy the ride. This audio allows you to explore what that's like, to be controlled by me, to have all those things happen to you, not knowing when or if you might get free. Because knowing sometimes takes away the fun of it. Sometimes knowing just delays things. But the unknown, there's a big, wide open space where anything might happen. So your behavior is key. Deep sleep, down deeper, deeper and deeper. Deep, deep trance, and deeper still. And allow yourself to just drop and drift and go deeper now. And go deeper now. And go 5 times deeper now. And go 10 times deeper now. While you think about what it's like to be locked up, to be unable to touch yourself in a sexual manner, to feel that frustration building inside you, to focus so completely on the person who is your keyholder, to focus so completely on their wants and their whims and their wills, to do whatever it is that's required in order for you to be released when they decide you'll be released. And go 10 times deeper on 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, deeper and deeper. Feel yourself dropping and drifting, and as you drop and as you drift, think about what that's like to know that you are in mental chastity, to feel what that's like. To be unable to touch yourself, to be unable to have an orgasm, The wonderful thing about chastity is that there are so many ways to do it. You could be in a plastic device with a plastic lock. Although that does allow you to touch yourself. On some small level. Plus, they tend to break. You could be in a metal chastity belt. State-of-the-art, custom-fit just to you. Very secure and sturdy metal. You can wear them all year long, if your keyholder was sadistic like I am. And you would find that you got very, very focused, and then you would find that you just accepted what was happening to you. Because they're not easy to get off, at least not without ruining the belt, and even if you tried that, well, probably not very good for your skin. So there you would be, stuck with one of those belts on. There are leather ones, of course. They're much more for show and play. But a mental belt, well, that's pretty powerful, isn't it? And when you think about the mental belt, what does that mean to you? And how sexy is it that someone can do that to you simply by talking? Simply by accessing that part of your subconscious mind where you go deeper and deeper down. Simply by accessing that part of your subconscious mind where you go deeper and deeper down. Simply by accessing that part and telling you what they want to have happen. When I tell you what I want to have happen, and it does. It's so amazing. Because it happens and you're unbelieving, and then all of a sudden you totally believe. And the moment that you believe, it's so beautiful. Because you want, more than anything, of course, to have that control over your own body part. It may almost feel like a betrayal. How dare it do this to you? You may get angry. How dare she not let me come? Well, I dare. And you dare too, because you like the thought of it. Which is why you're listening to my voice. And as you're listening to the sound of my voice, your subconscious mind is in complete and total agreement with the things I've been saying. Because it likes knowing what's coming. It likes knowing that your chastity is imminent. And it likes knowing that because you would not be listening to this if you did not want chastity. So clearly you want chastity. And the mental belt is so practical. You can go to the courthouse with it. You can fly with it, go through any metal detector, and no one will ever know except for you. And I know. Because you're listening. Because you like the sound of my voice so much. And you like chastity so much that you know. That you know. Going down deeply into hypnosis for me, and allowing yourself to have this belt put on, is exactly what you are looking for. So while you're here, let's just go down deeper, deeper and deeper, and go 10 times deeper now, and 10 times deeper now, and 10 times deeper now. Go deeper and deeper and let your mind just drift and drop with each breath that you take. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into a hypnotic trance. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper down into your subconscious mind with every breath that you take. Feel yourself in a long, dark, deep corridor. It's warm, comfortable, and safe. And as you continue to go down this corridor, As I count from 1 to 5, you come to the end of that corridor and take the express elevator located there down to an even deeper level 1, down deeper and deeper with each number that I say, and then down the long corridor again to the next express elevator down, and 2 deeper and deeper down, and 3 deeper and deeper, going so far, so fast, plunging so easily down, 4 deeper than ever before, and 5 all the way down now. When you get off the elevator, look around for a door in that corridor. It's going to be a plain, nondescript door with a plain little plaque on it that says control room. And when you found that, when you have found that control room, raise both of your hands up to your head and then gently let them down. Good. Go ahead and open that door. It will shut behind you. Inside this room are a lot of files, computers, knobs, switches, dials, levers, computer monitors. It is your control room, and there are things in here that neither you nor I nor anyone else will ever touch. It's really important that you understand that, so I'm going to say it again. There are things in here that neither you, nor I, nor anyone else should ever touch. Your subconscious mind will know what those are, will know what those are to keep you safe. So if you ever go to touch something in here that is not safe, or if anyone ever directs you to touch something in here which is not safe, you will immediately wake up, and whoever was doing that to you will never be allowed to hypnotize you again. That being said, there's a panel on one of the walls, and that panel says sexuality. I want you to go ahead and find that panel. And when you have found that panel marked sexuality, just go ahead and raise both of your hands up to your head level and then gently let them fall back down to your lap. Good. Let those fall down completely to your lap. That's right. There is a switch on this panel, and above this switch it says chastity. And right now, it's set to off. Go ahead and just flick that switch from off to on. Flick the switch under the little sign that says chastity from off to on. And when you've done that, leave the room and the door will shut behind you. Good. Continue to walk down this corridor, and on your right-hand side, you're going to see an open arched doorway. Inside that room is a very comfortable chair with a big comfy ottoman. And go ahead and sit down in that chair. And as you sit down, feel yourself relaxing even more, deeper and deeper. You can allow yourself to relax even more because you know that what you've come for is about to happen. From now on, you are allowed to touch yourself, to bathe, dress, and to go to the bathroom. From now on, you are allowed to touch yourself, to bathe, dress, or go to the bathroom. If you try to touch yourself for any purposes of arousal, you find that your hands stay away. Your hands stay away, like your privates and your hands are magnets with similar poles, and they repel each other. In fact, because that has happened right now, if you were to try to touch yourself right now, you would find that your hands would be unable to touch your privates. Go ahead and give that a shot right now. You will be able to touch yourself for bathing, dressing, and going to the bathroom. Anytime your touch turns sexual, or anytime you are already aroused and you start to try to touch yourself, you find that your hands fly away as though your hands and your privates are magnets with similar poles, and they've just been energized, and your hands will fly away. Now, as your subconscious mind has heard me and understands what I've said, go ahead and raise your hands up to your head and keep them there. That's right. In a minute, I'm going to have you lower your hands. But understand this. As you lower your hands, when your hands come down to your lap, when your hands land, that is your subconscious mind making the decision to accept what I've just said, to lock that belt on. Until I say release. In fact, from now on, anytime I say chastity belt on, or your name and chastity belt on, you will feel that sensation which makes you aware that you can only touch yourself for bathing, dressing, and going to the bathroom, and that any other attempts to touch yourself for any sort of sexual pleasure at all, whether you are or are not aroused, will result in your hands flying away from your privates as though they were both magnets with similar poles and repelling each other. And as you lower your hands now, you are cementing that into your subconscious mind. That's right, and as they fall down to your lap, that is etched deeply and firmly there. You can see that happening so clearly and in focus, and you can feel that working so very, very effectively. You will be able to go through programs. One of the delightful things about the way that I design trances is that everything is completely programmable by me. So you may find that you are in a belt for 2 days, or in a belt for 5 days, or in a belt for a week, a month, however long it is. And you may find that the time comes. You may find that the time comes that you want to come. You will either wait till the end of that program, or you will be able to ask me for a release. The belt can come off easily by my words, or can stay on there just as easily with my words. And your subconscious mind knows that, and understands and accepts, and believes that that is correct and right, and the right thing to do. And as you focus on me, while that belt is on, realize that you definitely want to make me happy. Because making me happy is a sure way. Making me happy is a sure way to be let out in time. And that if I'm unhappy, it's likely you'll be in for longer. So you'll have to do some research on your own to think about what might make me happy. And that's okay. You find that that is a task you are well suited to and it comes easily to you. So for right now, belt on. Hold that thought deeply and firmly in your subconscious mind. You've heard me say those words and you can see that so very clearly and in focus. Your hands flying away if you were to go to touch for any other reason but bathing, dressing, or going to the bathroom. And you can feel that working so very effectively. Realize that your hands are unable to touch. And that's okay. And go deeper and deeper down now. And deeper and deeper down now. And deeper down now. And while you're down here, your subconscious mind will remember everything that you and I have talked about, will remember everything that you and I did together. And your conscious mind is going to remember nothing and forget everything that your subconscious mind and I have chatted about, while remembering only how good it feels to surrender control of your orgasms to me. Your subconscious mind is going to remember to allow your conscious mind to think about this. You're going to see a field of flowers. You're going to see a field of flowers and you will remember in detail what you looked at, who you were with, what the smells were from those flowers, all the pretty colors, the sounds you might have heard from people around you. Were you there for a picnic? Why were you there? Were you going to the Emerald City? Why were you there? You'll think of that answer. Your subconscious mind will allow your conscious mind to come up with that answer all on its own, and you will feel as though you were in a field of flowers with people that you know doing something amazing, doing something fun. And you will know exactly what it is. You will fill in those details because you can see that so very vividly in your conscious mind. You can see the colors. You can hear the sounds around you are incredible. And you feel so good because you're with people that you like, whoever those people are. And that's what your conscious mind remembers. Your conscious mind feels as though the last hour has been spent in this wonderful, wonderful field of flowers, hanging out with friends that you really adore being with, seeing the sights, hearing those sounds, feeling how good that feels, smelling the flowers. And just in case, there are zero allergies to be had here. It's a wonderful time, and that's what your conscious mind remembers. And your conscious mind remembers that now. And your subconscious mind allows your conscious mind to remember to forget and forget to remember anything else I've talked about and that you and I have done together today. And that's okay. So concentrate on that field of flowers and on that good time where you've been for the last hour. Concentrate on that. It feels so wonderful. Everything about that is the makings of the perfect day. Meanwhile, blissfully unaware, your chastity belt has been installed and programmed by me. Go ahead and wake up now on the count of 10. Fully refreshed, alert, awake and aware. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, easily moving your body again now, 6, 7, 8, 9, your eyes fluttering open, and 10, wide awake. Thank you for listening.